Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. I may have missed the first few minutes of the show this morning. I was running a little bit late. We will get into the Good Vibe Tribe, talk about the Red Sox who get a win. Of course, Celtics playing tonight. Annie and I asked our significant others a really weird question and got some funny responses. Also, on Friday, I'm going to be officiating my sister-in-law's wedding, and I still haven't written any of the vows for the ceremony. We're going to have Maestro of the Boston Pops, Keith Lockhart, in studio, and then during the dirty, we'll talk about Amber Heard and the drama between Jack Harlow and Elle King backstage at the Billboard Music Awards.
If I'm not going to lie, when I was driving in this morning late listening to you guys talk about my life and something we were going to be doing on the show, it was very weird to hear when you're driving in your car. You're like, oh, that's me. Sorry. My apologies. No worries.
Happens to all of us.
Yes. I don't even know if I set the alarm, to be honest with you. I think I may have forgot to set the
alarm. How do you not set an alarm? Why is it not just every day?
Mine's no automatic. Yeah. Oh, but yours isn't on your phone, right?
No, you I don't use my phone because I'm always afraid that I won't hear the phone or something, or the phone will go dead. Because my wife always steals my charging cord. So I have like an old school iHome radio that has a battery backup and a plug-in and all that sort of stuff. And I just set it every night when I go to bed. Except maybe last night.
Oopsies.
Oh, it felt good though, Dan. I'm not going to lie.
A little extra sleep.
When Lana woke me up, she's like, you know it's 5:20, right? I was like, oh, that sucks. But I feel great. Oh, a little extra hour of sleep. Never hurt anybody. Yeah. All right. As far as the Red Sox, they get a win last night. We're going to the 99 and kids reading free.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, they're playing the Houston Astros again tonight at 7:10. And then for the Celtics, they kick off their series tonight. They are in Miami for the conference finals, game one, against the Heat. That doesn't start until 8:30, so I'm just going to go ahead and apologize.
Oh, good thing you got extra sleep today.
I know, because I'm going to need it. I'm going to need it. And then also, I don't know if you saw this or not, Patrice Bergeron had a little press conference and was asked about retiring or going to play for another team or coming back for the Bruins. Well, he did rule out playing for another team. So he says he will not play for another team. He's either going to retire as a Bruin or he will be back next season. He is turning 37 very soon. So
you have done all the work you need to do, sir. You go on off.
18 seasons.
Go live honestly. Your life.
You've earned it. You've definitely earned it. All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Nah, yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
As always, if you want to send us a Good Vibe Tribe story, drop us a text here in the studio, 617-931-1234. This one from WHDH. In a few short months, Westford teen Carly Breary, my apologies if I mispronounce your name, will be an Eagle Scout, Kennedy. She's following in her dad's footsteps. Amazing. In the meantime, she's donating 250 gift bags to veterans in need as part of her Eagle Scouts project. She said, my dad, he's an Eagle Scout as well. And so when I receive Eagle in the next few months, I will become an Eagle Scout just like him. I think that joining Scouting teaches you great lessons in life, and it really helps you out. Although Breary aimed to donate 200 gift bags for veterans, she raised so much money money, nearly $17,000. She was able to bump it up to 250 bags, and the bags contain clothing, shoes, and toiletries, and were given to the New England Center and Home for Veterans.
Becoming an Eagle Scout is really, really difficult. Like, you have to get letters from senators. Like, it's really? A thing. Really impressive accomplishment.
There's a factory in India that makes teddy bears stuffed with used cigarette butts, but it's not as nasty as it seems. It's a recycling effort. The employees carefully separate the paper and charred tobacco from the filters, which are thoroughly washed and dried before being used as stuffing. As gun violence surges in America, particularly among teenagers, a nonprofit in Canton, Ohio, is offering first aid training to teach children how to treat gunshot wounds, including how to stop bleeding and how tourniquets work. And a man in Columbus, Ohio, filmed himself saving a cat from a tree. The cat's name is Cooper, and he'd been stuck for 2 days. The cat was up there pretty far, so the man needed climbing equipment to get up there and to save the cat. It happened a year ago, but the video is just making the rounds right now. And Kennedy, just for you this morning,
yes.
I have brought with me in the news 10 things that help us wake up in the morning. Here are our top 10 tricks. And at number 10 is put on some music. Number 9, have a glass of wine. Number 8 is exercise.
How about, wait, to
glass
wake
of wine?
A wine in the morning?
Did I say wine?
You did. Yes.
Oh, glass of juice. Sorry, that was
what
on my brain.
What were you doing last night?
I wish I had wine. exercise. Number 7, make your bed. Number 6, go for a walk. Number 5, open a window. Number 4, do some stretching. Number 3, force yourself out of bed as soon as your alarm goes off. Number 2, take a shower, or if you really need to wake up, take a cold shower. Number 1 is drink coffee.
I think we should revisit the wine thing.
Yeah, I agree, Dan. That'd be a nicer start.
That'd be
the day.
A nice way to wake up. I think you got to do a white. A red would be a little heavy for me that early.
Oh, white wine in the morning, though.
Oh, it's nice, slightly chilled.
Nope. Hard pass.
What do you have for the Good Vibe Travel?
So,
audio?
The Otis College of Art and Design had their graduation over the weekend, and Snapchat CEO Evan Spiegel and his wife Miranda Kerr were there, and they had this announcement.
We know that for most of you and your families, the shared burden of student debt is a heavy price that you paid for an exceptional Otis College education. You have the support of the entire Otis community, as well as Miranda and Evan. So we are pleased to announce today that Evan and Miranda have made the largest single gift in the history of Otis College. Their gift will enable you to repay your student loans.
Just so cool.
It must be the best feeling in the whole
Just
world.
To
so
know
cool.
that you don't have that debt anymore over your head, and that's awesome. Thank you, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, Annie and I asked our significant others a really stupid question. Without saying what the question is, where did you hear this question? Why do we do this?
It's on TikTok. It's a trend going around. And it's not a stupid question. It's very important.
Okay, so listen how
it's a wild question.
It is a wild question. Here's how I started mine.
A serious question for you.
Okay, and then here's how Annie started hers.
I have a very, very important question to ask you.
All right, so okay. The setup is here.
All right. Are you guys ready for it? I'm going to go first. Here is me asking a stupid question to Lana.
A serious question for you.
I always know this is not going to be serious. Your face. You say one thing and your face says another.
All right, I have a stupid question for you.
Oh, okay. Stupid? Okay.
Would you still love me if I were a worm?
A worm? What kind of stupid question is that? You're right. Stupid. A worm?
Yeah. If I were a worm, would you love me?
Sure. I mean, is this a trick question is what I feel like. I married a human, not like a worm.
But people can change.
Species?
Yes, they can. Personalities, size, shape.
So just because...
Not actually like, I don't even know what a worm is. Is it a, what is it?
You don't know what a worm is?
An arthropod? My wife. Arthropod? What
my wife with a master's degree in education.
I'm just saying. I mean, I know it's not a mammal, which is what you are.
So you couldn't love me if I were a worm?
Sure, I could love you if you were a worm. Oh. I'm just saying a lot of worms got picked up out in the garden by birds over the weekend when I was doing my gardening. So I hope you would not be one of those.
Well, you
said the beaks of the birds.
Were you feeding the birds my family?
No, I get what, all of your family now worms? I mean, what?
Well, yeah, if I were a worm.
Good question. Like,
yes, here. If I were a worm, obviously I'd have cousins and stuff in the yard.
Off a little bit tonight. I don't know. We just came out of Bible study. You couldn't have too many beers. No. Would I love you if you were a worm? Of course. Of course. I love you for whoever you are, Carson. Worm included. Be kind of hard to hold hands with a worm. Or kiss. Or sleep with. But I would love you. I'd put you in a box.
With holes.
A little bit of dirt. Keep you safe from the birds.
Man, you are a lucky man. You thank your blessings every day before you walk in that house.
I'm now diving deep into what worms fully are.
Same.
That's a good question.
Like, I don't know what they are.
All right, so here's Annie asking Rob the same question.
I have a very, very important question to ask you. Would you still love me if I was a worm?
If you were a worm.
Yeah.
Spit it out. I would love you conditionally.
What does that mean?
I would keep you in a little jar and I would feed you. I don't think we would be very physical if you were a worm. I don't think you'd be able to give me everything that I needed.
Like what?
Anything other than like crawling.
But I would still have like my personality. Isn't that why you love me anyways?
Well, you could talk?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you didn't say you were a humanoid worm. Okay, that makes it a little bit easier.
Okay.
Yeah, I like your personality a lot. So a little worm, Annie. We could have some good laughs.
But you'd still keep me in the jar.
Oh, I mean, what are you gonna lay in the bed? I'd kill you.
Why couldn't you, like, take me in your pocket around for walks?
We could do that, but, like, when we go to bed, you're in the jar.
That's kind of... What if you put the jar next to you?
Okay.
Would you take me out on a date still?
We'd have a lot of in-home dates.
Why? Would you be embarrassed of me?
I don't think restaurants are like, hey, that worm wants the salmon this evening.
But if you loved me...
Have you ever seen Ratatouille? Like,
if you loved me, you would take me out.
Okay, I guess I wouldn't love you if you
were... Perfect, 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 perfect.
Annie's voice coming out of a worm is nightmare.
Nightmare.
A humanoid worm? So good. You want to have some fun. Ask somebody in your life if they love you if you were a worm.
But make sure you record it and then send it to us. Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Dirty is the service of Shaw's and Star Market. Sports Illustrated unveiled the cover models for their 2022 swimsuit issue. And this year's list includes Kim Kardashian, Ciara, model Mae Musk, and singer Yumi New. Along with the photos, each of the magazine's cover stars opened up to the magazine, which included Kim Kardashian penning a letter to her younger self saying she's on the road to becoming a more private person.
That's kind of funny, actually.
I just don't understand. I just feel like Sports Illustrated has broken so many barriers over the last, let's say, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this just makes no sense to me.
I mean, yes, they're certainly becoming more inclusive now, but it's always been hot women on bathing suits as well.
Ciara's husband, Russell, what's his, I'm sorry.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson penned a letter to the publication in honor of the mom of three, saying, as you probably can tell, I'm incredibly proud of my wife. And now that she's on the cover, that's one more thing for me to take pride in. I know it's something she's always wanted, and she'll use the visibility that comes with being on the cover to inspire even more people. Mae Musk is 74 years old. Her daughter, Tosca Musk, whose older brother is Elon, shared why her mom continues to be an uncontrollable force, saying in her years on this planet, she's earned 2 master's degrees in nutrition science,
wow,
won awards in the dietetics field, has been in countless fashion shows, and appeared in a Beyonce video.
So cool.
I mean, that's a life right there.
Raised a super space genius.
She's got good genes, that mom there.
And Yumi says, this is only the beginning. Designers at certain high fashion houses and dumb anger guys on the internet just haven't quite figured it out. The people who look like me belong everywhere, everyone else Hurts does. But to them, I say, we'll wait. We're here and we're not going away.
I made the mistake of reading the Instagram comments.
You should have done that.
I should not have done mm-hmm. that. Yeah. The horrific things people say to her.
Really?
Oh, my, oh gosh, my God. Carson.
So the caption's like, what can Yumi Liu, that's her name, right?
Yeah. New?
New.
You, Yumi, what can Yumi Liu not do? And they're like, eat a salad, do a push-up.
Really?
Half a crunch.
What is wrong with people?
She's
people
ugly.
Are so
she's straight
disgusting.
Up ugly.
She's
yeah.
wild.
Well, the internet, like, comment sections on the internet anywhere are just so
I just
terrible.
Can't imagine yeah, having the audacity to comment on another person's body.
When
like
you would
that.
Never say it to them.
Ever. Right. Ever.
And to I go to their Instagram space in the mirror. And do that. That's what I don't understand.
To what?
To go to their, like, to
it
go
makes
search.
Them feel better.
You know?
Yeah.
That's so wild.
The internet has made people so comfortable saying things.
It's so sad.
Because there's no repercussion.
The harder part is to say something nice. I challenge you to do that today. Go.
I agree.
L King's duet with Miranda Lambert, one of the highlights of Sunday's Billboard Music Awards. We just love these two ladies when they are together. However, behind the scenes, L said she wasn't feeling the love. On an Instagram post, she said Jack Harlow shut his dressing room door when I passed by to say hi. Sources, however, say it did not happen that way. Jack's people say he definitely said hi to her. It was just time for him to get dressed to walk on stage, so someone else in the team closed the door. I think the timing was coincidental. I can tell you, I've done this before.
Yeah.
Like, Carson's been in the middle of a conversation. I'd be like, we have to go.
Yeah.
Well, it's a nice run, Jack Harlow. It's all over.
I was reading a Reddit thread, too, just because that's the place you go to, like, the real dirt.
Yes.
And they're like, what if he just didn't know who she was? She's not, like, the most famous person in the world, and he's in a completely different genre. And what if he just was like, oh, she's a fan. Hello.
And you really are surrounded by people at
right.
those things yeah. who are trying to keep you on time.
Jack Harlow's changed. I saw him carried across the mud at the Kentucky
that,
Derby.
That was,
he's
that was
changed.
Extra.
He
that
used
was
to be one of us.
Extra.
Now he's a snob. I'm throwing it out there, Jack Harlow.
It was just a joke.
We even see it here all the time. It's the artists themselves can be so nice,
yeah.
but then they have someone on their team who's just pushy and like...
Who, needs to, who yeah. needs to keep them on time? Right. You know what I mean?
So some manager probably slammed the door and
I used to be a Jack Harlow stan. I'm out.
You were never a Jack Harlow.
Excuse me? Name don't even start.
Name four of his songs.
I've been watching interviews and listening to his music. Granted, I don't know the names of the songs, but I know everything about him. He grew up in Kentucky. He has brought all of his friends along with him for his career.
So you seem like a Fairweather fan if you're going to drop him that fast.
That's right, I am. What, you don't diss L. King. I'm just saying, she's family.
Also, that was one
really
thing. He grew up in Kentucky.
So you're also a really big L. King fan?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Name cool, four cool, of
cool.
her songs.
X's and O's, there's two.
Perfect.
And Tommy Hilfiger has taken Shawn Mendes in on its new advertising campaign, and he has taken on the Bruce Springsteen song Dancing in the Dark.
Dirty Fire.
There you go. So they have a new, their new sustainable clothing line
right.
is coming out, and that's what this is a part of. So I liked it. I yeah. thought it was a nice little ditty.
That's all right.
He's a talented boy. I like it when people take their,
I love
put
his,
their own little spin on something. I loved it.
I love his voice. I felt like the voice got lost a little bit in the production. That's the only thing I think about it. But I love him, and I love that song.
It's right, a great song.
I mean, it's not a Jack Harlow song.
No.
Or an L. King song.
Or an L. King
coming
song.
Coming up at
it's
7.
Not what's popping, that's for sure.
What's poppin'?
Brand new whip just
first,
hopped in.
First class. Mm-hmm. Industry baby. That's all I got.
That's a Lil Nas X song. Not a Jack Harlow song.
He's on the feature. He's a feature.
It's not his song.
He's got 8 bars.
It's you not try. On his album.
All right. Here I am. Wrap it up. Let's go. I'm slamming the door in your face, L. King. Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
The big day's Friday. My sister-in-law, Lane, and her fiancé, Jacob, are getting married.
It's very exciting.
It is super exciting. I'm very happy for them both. And I will be the officiant for the wedding.
It's such a cool thing to be asked to do.
I've never been asked
big honor.
To do anything. I've never been a best man in a wedding. Like, I've been one of the groomsmen, but I've never even been a best man at a wedding.
What a thing that, you know, I know that when they chose you because you're so thoughtful and thorough and you've known them for so long and
all
because of your
things.
Faith and that you would come complete with a wonderful thing to say, and you have what now?
Nothing? What's today? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Nope. Have not written.
I don't even understand.
A word.
I would be losing my mind.
I don't understand. Yeah. Well, game plan is here.
Well, my game plan is to have a deep conversation with them before I put pen to paper.
Don't you think you should have done that weeks ago?
Yeah, probably.
We got 3 days.
Like maybe take it just a smidge more serious?
She must be the chillest bride because I'd be losing it.
Stephanie's from Draycott. You officiated someone's wedding. Who was it?
Hi. So I officiated my cousin's wedding to her wife a few years ago up in New Hampshire.
Right.
Aww.
And how long did it take you to write the nuptials, the vows?
Well, so I had asked her how long she wanted it to be, and she said she wanted it under a few minutes. So I just kind of watched a few videos on YouTube of other weddings, and then she didn't want her own vows. So it honestly took me maybe 15 minutes to actually sit down and write it and just check it and make sure it was good.
But just so I'm clear,
it wasn't score.
No, but just so I'm clear, you actually reached out and asked questions of the bride to see what it is that they wanted for their special day.
Right, exactly.
Mm, right.
And so that might be a place to start, Carson.
Watched YouTube videos, did her research, all of it.
I'll watch a few YouTube videos.
No, you won't.
Oh my gosh, I would be hiring somebody else at this point.
I'm also just going to be honest. I question how good it was if you watched two YouTube videos and wrote it in 15 minutes.
Stephanie, are they still married?
Oh, they are still married. And I actually, when I did it, I printed it out on really nice paper and framed it with some like dried flowers in it to give them as their wedding present. So I didn't have to give them a present.
Oh, that is two birds, one stone.
You're playing chess. We're playing checkers. Thank
Fantastic.
You, Stephanie. Let's see. Carissa is from Winthrop. Good morning, Carissa.
Good morning.
You have a tip for me?
I do have a tip for you. So it's such a simple, practical thing, but don't forget to tell the guests that they need to sit down after the bride gets to the front.
Very true.
Why? What is that? What?
It's just torture for your photographer if everybody stays standing up.
And you're not supposed to be standing.
A lot of times,
for that part.
Correct. You stand while the bride is entering, but then everybody needs to sit down. But everyone's so excited and happy about love that they forget to sit down unless you tell them to. And then your poor photographer is like desperately trying to take pictures around all these standing people.
Smart.
Well, it's kind of like church. You don't move until the person says,
please
be seated.
Smart thinking. I like it.
We had a friend officiate our wedding, and they did an amazing job, but they didn't include that in their like speech. And I'm still, you know, friends with our wedding photographer, and it's been 7 years, and she still occasionally teases me about how hard it was to shoot my wedding because everybody was standing. She eventually just started tapping people on the shoulder, being like, hey, can you tell everyone to sit down?
Did you have a long conversation with the person that your friend that officiated your wedding?
Yeah, I did. So he did something awesome. He asked my husband and I to just write him, because my husband really didn't want to talk in the wedding. Like, he just wanted to say, I do, and leave it at that.
That sounds like my sister-in-law's fiance,
Yeah, so what our friend
sounds
asked
like.
To do
you
was
haven't
to
asked.
Just write him. We had, he asked us to write an email and just write like a paragraph of what we loved about each other. And to keep our personalities in mind, you know, like if you're a funny person, like keep it funny and keep it light. And that was really helpful. So he kind of built his speech around that and was like, you know, I'm so happy to join these people because they truly appreciate each other. And then he quoted from the things we said about each other. Mm-hmm. And it was really sweet.
Okay.
Okay. But let's flash back to when it was the week of your wedding. What if you're about to be married and you're dealing with a million different things,
yep.
and then it turns out the person you entrusted to officiate has not written a thing or even reached out to you?
Yeah.
How would you feel as a bride?
Yeah, this conversation happened. Yeah, this happened a cool 5 months before I got married.
Sure, yep.
Oh,
yep.
Okay, 5 months, 5 months.
That's 5 months,
might
5 days.
About 3 days.
You don't even have 5 days. You have three.
My palms are sweating. And one of those is a travel day. You're not going to get anything done.
You're going to write it on the plane, aren't you?
No.
No, he's not, because he's going to be living it up in first class while Barrett's back in coach. Let's not forget
Carissa.
That part.
Oh, my sister-in-law is so lucky to have me in her family. So lucky. Not only did I bless her sister, but I'm blessing her. I was thinking about Pinterest would be a good place to look. For vows.
For what? Or how about just ask them what they want for their vows, and then write from your heart.
Yeah, there's that, too.
You should wrap it.
Oh, Dan, you available?
No, you should wrap it.
Oh. Will you be my ghostwriter?
No, don't do that either. It's a terrible idea.
All right. So it's happening Friday. My sister-in-law is getting married.
Well, maybe.
Do you want me to record the can I record the vows? I'll ask her.
Should I ask her? Try to keep your phone in your pocket or something.
Yeah, I'll just have the phone maybe. Do you think I'll have a pulpit or something up there and I can...
I bet if you talk to her,
you would
have
know
all
the
of
answers
these
answers. Yep, right. Thanks, Dan.
I hope you get no podium. Nothing. Nothing at all.
Just blowing my mind right now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah, Kennedy. Dirty is the surface of Shaw's and Star Market. Johnny Depp's defamation trial against Amber Heard resumed yesterday, and she was on the stand for cross-examination from his lawyers. The topics Amber was asked to clarify included how she allegedly staged a photo of cocaine on a breakfast table to imply that he used drugs. I believe it's the picture you guys have seen, if you've seen any of the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
With the little box with the skull and crossbones. Several challenges to her accounts of injuries that Johnny caused. What happened to the $7 million she got in the divorce settlement that was supposed to go to charity? And she said she had every intention of doing that, and then she got sued. She also talked about the infamous poop.
It was customary that they slept in bed with us, but Boo, having the issues she had, we have to leave her in bed so that she wouldn't be encouraged to go to the bathroom, which would happen almost immediately once you put her down on the floor. And sometimes it happened in bed, too.
So she says it was the dog that did it,
mm-hmm.
and that the dog had eaten marijuana when it was a puppy, which led to bowel issues throughout the dog's life.
We don't believe you.
I mean, that's a great... great explanation if you're 12.
She also said that this whole poop on the bed thing just isn't her style. She said, I don't think it's funny. I don't know what a grown woman does. It was not also in a pranking mood. My life was falling apart. I was at a crossroads in my life. It was really serious. I had just been attacked by my violent husband with whom I was desperately in love and knew I needed to leave. It was not really a jovial time, and I don't think that's funny, period. That's disgusting.
Objection.
So we continue on today.
What are you objecting to, sir?
The defendant.
Yeah.
And her claims. Trying to hide the great poop caper. It's erroneous.
You're saying she's lying?
Is it admissible in court? She pooped the bed. Period.
Judge, I don't think you're supposed to say that.
I'm out of court words.
Selena Gomez continues to do all she can to promote mental health awareness, and now she's teaming with First Lady Jill Biden to get the message out. The singer and the First Lady are coming together for a special White House event regarding youth mental health. The Youth Mental Health Action Forum is happening tomorrow and aims to drive culture from awareness to action on mental health through storytelling and media. In addition to Selena and the First Lady, the event will feature policy advisor Susan Rice, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, and more than 30 activists and creators. This is awesome.
It's incredible.
And you guys remember Anna Delvey?
Yes.
No, who's that?
She was the scam artist who came to New York City, and she scammed people out of millions of dollars to try and make an art club of her own, and then there was a Netflix story about her.
What was Inventing that? Anna.
Inventing Anna. Yeah, I think we did watch that. What are you pointing at? I don't have any audio.
Okay.
What number would you like?
Hold on a second. I'm looking it up.
Was it Inventing Anna? Is that the show?
Yes.
Yeah, I did watch that one.
As much as it's terrible what she did, I mean, three, scamming Carson. Rich people is...
Three.
Dirty three. All right, thanks.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I have a question. What are you wearing? You look poor.
So, we remember her, right?
Yes.
Well, she's still in ICE in Orange County. Still, she is in ICE because when she was finally freed from prison, she had overstayed her visa from Germany.
Yep.
So, she was arrested. Now, she's been able to leave to many other countries whenever she wants.
Right.
But she wants to stay here and fight her conviction and deportation. So while she's here, she's been doing interviews.
Yep.
She's been doing podcasts.
Yep.
And now she has an art exhibition.
You're kidding me.
It's called Allegedly. And it's happening Thursday in New York at the Public Hotel, saying, this is a collection of sketches I've created while in ICE Orange County detention. I wanted to capture some of the moments of the past years, both never before seen and iconic, using the limited tools I have at my disposal. Some pieces are straightforward and others are more abstract and will be unique in meaning and appearance to the observer. I studied fashion illustration at Parsons in Paris, but I haven't sketched since, and only now in this state in upstate New York.
What is she calling the exhibit again?
Allegedly.
I mean, that's a page right out
right
of the
OJ book. Yeah.
So she has a person who is selling her art for her.
I love this.
Yeah.
And he says, it wasn't easy getting anything in or out, says Chris Martin. Most of the art materials and paper was declined or confiscated. The only materials we got in were some colored pencils and 9x12 watercolor paper. She relied heavily on her jail pens and pencils, which are essentially dull rubber writing instruments. Mm-hmm. They're not selling individual pieces. They're selling a 48% ownership of the entire collection, which she claims the value is $500,000.
Have you seen the artwork?
I saw pieces from an art installation she did in April.
Does she have any artistic talents?
Yeah,
she does.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't know the whole story. I didn't watch the show.
Sure.
So I guess she was a scammer. Why is she in jail now?
Because she overstayed her visa. Mm. She's in ICE.
Not for like ripping people off for millions of dollars?
She already did that time.
It felt like she paid or tried to pay back most of the people, but then used her friends to pay all of it back or a lot of it back.
It's just so American. This whole thing is so American. Mm-hmm. She scams people and now she gets to have an art exhibition. She's going to make money. It's just all so American.
All from jail. So let's go.
I have a question. What are you wearing? You look poor.
Yeah, that's what's her name that plays Ruth from Ozark.
She was great.
She was awesome in it. Yeah.
All right, really guys, good. Coming up at...
Wearing a shirt I got from Walmart. I like it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Do you recognize every performance you do? Can you name this performance?
I can name the piece.
That was from 2014.
That is from a very patriotic 4th of July performance on the Esplanade by the Boston Pops. And the maestro is here, Keith Lockhart. Welcome in, Keith.
Hey.
Live and in person.
I mean it.
So great to see you guys. Yes.
I forgot how good your hair was.
just washed. Yes. 6 o'clock this morning. But God, it's so weird and good. You know, you don't recognize what you lost till you don't have it. And
So it is time to celebrate. The Pops is back for the first time in 3 years. And we were just looking through the lineup. And you start Thursday. Tell everybody what's happening on Thursday.
We start Thursday and we launch a season that's going to be 4 weeks long, a little reduced from past years, but you know, we're all coming kind of gingerly back into this. And we start with a concert of the magical music of Alan Menken, which we're performing twice. I mean, the composer who, along with his writing partner, Howard Ashman, penned Beauty and the Beast and The Little Mermaid and Aladdin. You know,
Dan's over here going, yup.
I already looked at tickets.
So, you know, it's a real great cross-generational show because obviously there are lots of kids. By this point, for things like Beauty and the Beast, I mean, there's a whole generation of parents who grew up on that as well. Beautiful music, three great stars, all of whom are associated with this music on Broadway. The original Belle, for instance, in the movie
She's
Beauty and
amazing.
The Beast. Susan Egan. Yeah, it's incredible.
Keith, I've actually sang A Whole New World on this station, so if anyone
have
gets
you?
Sick, you can tag me in.
Wow. Okay. Do you have a tape? Is there a tape? Would you recognize the performance?
I will send it directly to you so that you have it on
Well, you just want to do it now, Dan. I mean, here's your shot. One shining moment.
Yeah, exactly. I'm here. I'm listening. And that launches a season that over the next 4 weeks, we do two John Williams movies in honor of, slightly belated, his 90th birthday, which took place in February, which is a little hard to believe.
We saw a couple years ago, the E.T. was so good. Oh, that was just our favorite.
Well, this year we're doing The Empire Strikes Back, which is continuing the, we were going to do an ongoing series of them, but the last time we did one was in 2019. So it's been a while since that. The first Harry Potter movie.
Sorcerer's Stone, baby.
Chris Jackson, the amazing star of Hamilton, George Washington.
George Washington himself.
I cannot.
Is making his orchestral debut with us.
Oh, wow.
With the Boston Pops. And Brian Stokes Mitchell is coming back to do tribute to the music of Duke Ellington. We got some great stuff going on.
And so let me ask them, what is the kind of the mask mandate vaccine situation that's happening for the
Pops? We have just announced that it will change slightly in May as we go from the end of the symphony season into the Pops season. And masks are still recommended in the hall for the audience, but they are no longer required, which is great with the Pops because, of course, all the concessions and things like that make that very difficult. We still require vaccination. And appropriate documentation thereof. And, you know, I think that's going to be the new normal for a while.
Right, with a lot of the arts and a lot of
the everybody shows. Feels, mm-hmm. The basic thing is you want everybody else to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
We want people to feel that, you know, coming to the Symphony Hall is not a risk.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Right. So you guys, during the pandemic, you know, pivoted, still bringing music to people, finding new ways to do that. What was it like when you all got to get to come together in the room again at the same time to rehearse?
Well, it was kind of a slow rolling thing to start off with, the same way that airlines cancel flights. You know, we're canceling this season, then we're canceling these weeks, and then then everything was canceled from March of 20 or so. We got back together in end of October of 20 with all these new protocols in place. They had to refit the hall for a ventilation system then, because it's an old building. We rebuilt the stage so people, the orchestra would, I think we sent some pictures out. It was amazing. The orchestra took up like the space
the
of
entire
the
symphony.
Yeah, it was
hall
like the football field at Gillette. You know? and you're trying to, as a conductor, trying to hold all of this together. String players were wearing masks. I was wearing masks, all that. And we did a virtual season both for the Boston Symphony and the Boston Pops.
That must have been a technical nightmare.
It was. And we have really, really good people in our media people.
We can't get the four of us on a Zoom call.
No.
Right.
Well, one of the first virtual things we did was a performance of Summon the Heroes, which we sent out John's fanfare, which we sent out to the essential workers. This is when we were all really full hiding in the bunker mode.
Yeah.
And that performance was 85 different tracks, visual and audio, all put together to make something coherent. It was, I can't imagine.
But now we get to do it in real life.
Yes. You're
so
right
excited.
There. And you were there. And you were there. It's great. We can't wait.
What is it like getting the Pops folks back together for the rehearsal, and you're all in there, and the energy is different because you're getting to look at each other in the face.
It was, it's very interesting. I can't speak for all of my colleagues, but there was an enthusiasm and a commitment to what we do because, you know, even though we all love this and we went into it because we love it, eventually you end up thinking of anything as your job and it's what you do. And we realized what a privilege it was when it was taken away. And for myself, the one thing I can tell you is I will never again take the opportunity to go out and perform for people for granted.
Yeah. Mm.
Keith, as a maestro, like the technical part, was it difficult when the entire brass section was 40 feet apart?
Oh, well, it was ridiculously difficult. And this is one of the world's best orchestras, so they can figure their way out through this. And we all listened eventually, you know, started compensating for, you know, but we had people who felt they had to play, you know, a week earlier than everybody else, so they ended up at the same time. So.
Keith, you kind of touched on this, just, you know, not taking it for granted anymore. And I feel like so many artists are saying this now when they're going back out on stage, and it kind of feels like you're learning how to ride a bike again. Were there any kind of nerves, any cobwebs you had to shake off, or were you just right back into it?
Well, you know, it is funny to not have everything just be totally instinctual, to have to think about how you do certain things and concert protocols and things like that. But the hardest thing I think about, which I experienced in December with Holiday Pops, is the stamina. physical stamina and mental stamina to do like 39 performances in 3 weeks, because I hadn't had to do anything to tax my brain. You know, teaching long division to my 10-year-old was not as hard.
Relatable content. Let me ask you this. And so the pop's getting underway on Thursday. Go to BSO.org if you want to buy tickets. And I don't know if I've ever asked you this before, but technically speaking, about using the what is your magic wand?
Baton,
your
baton, which I don't use one, by the way.
You don't.
No, I just use
why do you choose not to use one? And do they?
Do you want the technical answer or some funny answer?
Why not? But and what I was going to ask you too is, do you take a class when you're learning this where they teach you your hands are supposed to be doing certain things for certain instruments?
You do take classes in conducting, which are all just about the physical language. I mean, it's basically a secret code that we all have together. You make this kind of gesture, you get this kind of response. So that I can go to an orchestra in China, probably not a good idea right now, but go there, wave my hands, and be fairly assured that I will get the response I want. Mm-hmm. So that's really kind of an international language thing. Yes, they do teach you that. For the baton, my joke answer is that I was too often tempted to use it as a weapon, but that's not actually true.
That's why my son loves lacrosse.
I kept waving and nobody would disappear. But the real answer is that I was having shoulder problems that had to do with the grip on this.
For
6 hours a day, 5 days a week for years and years and years. And so I got rid of it and I realized that I didn't really need it, that I was just as good or just as not good, communicating without the baton. And then I just had other muscles hurt.
Out of the frying pan, as they say.
Well, we appreciate you coming in.
Coming to the studio
means a lot to us.
Thanks for having me.
I know.
Anytime.
Keith walked in, he's like, are we okay to hug? Yes. We're hugs all over the place. So the first show is on Thursday, and that's the Magical Music of Alan Menken, and then we've got the Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in concert, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, An Evening with Chris
Music
Richard.
Of Duke Ellington.
Oh, yes, I see
Chris
that.
Chris Jackson and Gospel Night. It runs through June 11th.
All right, go to BSO.org, and to the maestro, Keith Lockhart, thank you again for coming in.
Thank you guys. So good to see you.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.